Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers and Dungeons and Dragons, an assortment of other things. Tonight, we're pretty much just going to talk about games. It's been a while since I played some music on the podcast. I should put together some good intro stuff for the podcast. I had some at one time, and now I don't. I'm not even sure where to start. But anyways, I guess we're not going to start today. Anyways, I just got off work. I've been working since yesterday. It's 9 o'clock at night. Made some good money today. Made $500. But, you know, like I said, I worked hard for it. I worked almost 24 hours for it. But, hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to what?
Where we talk about everything, including lighting fires,
including lighting fires, PK Red Towers, and D&D.
Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that. Well, I'm just going to keep it short because I've been working for almost 24 hours.
Sounds good to me.
I'm exhausted. I just got done eating.
I'm almost done with the sweet potato bed.
Cool. I'm pretty much not
pulling sweet potatoes out of it.
Do what?
Bill thinks we'll get three times as many sweet potatoes out of it. I can tell you this, it'll be a lot easier to harvest out of this year. So,
why?
Because you can actually walk between the rows.
Oh, okay.
So I can actually tell people, don't walk on the bed, because they won't need to. So. Couldn't say that last year. So what's on today's agenda?
PK Red Towers and Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, I saw you destroyed another one of my flags.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, this week you destroyed one of my flags.
Who?
Doug and I saw it. Since I haven't logged into the game forever, that means that I still exist. The fact that I can get a notice that one of my flags have been destroyed.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure how much the game actually exists anymore.
Well, it exists well enough that you can get your flag destroyed.
And get notifications.
Yeah, exists enough to get notifications.
Yeah. Yeah, their website's down. I don't think you can install the game anymore through the Google Play. They're no longer communicating with members.
Well, that's no good.
No.
It's supposed to be doing something if the servers come up and down.
Well, it's like they're leaving it up, but they're not doing anything with it, which is fine. It's more like a message board now.
Right.
But it's a lot better chat box than Map Your Empire.
And
it's a lot more active.
So there's other people checking it out from time to time, trying to see if it's going to come up.
Yeah. Pretty soon, Parallel Origin is supposed to be having something going on, but haven't seen any evidence of it.
Right.
And I've barely played Mysteria Legacy this week, and last week for that matter. Yeah, April 1st, that week was basically whenever I kind of died out, you know, I basically packed up all my stuff. I don't know, I was still trying to be somewhat active that week, but I wasn't active enough and my base fell apart, so... Then I went back to just destroy what was left of it and collect all the material and take it to a new location, which I was going to set up but never did. And I was on the edge of Signal and I dropped some valuable stuff like gold and feathers. And somebody came and took it and took off. And so I was just like, fuck it. You know, it's like the decay rate is so high that you can't keep up with your stuff. You're constantly repairing your building. And,
yeah, it struck me as a lot of work.
It is if you're all by yourself. If you got a team, then it's not as bad, but...
Well, it struck me as a lot of work, especially if, you know, if you took a 3-month hiatus, I bet you everything's gone.
Oh, everything would be gone.
Yeah. So...
It only takes about 2 weeks for everything to be gone.
Yeah, so that's a pretty intense... Got to be active. And if you take a break for any reason, you've lost everything. That's too much. All right. I can see if you're gone, if some of your stuff evaporated and disappeared. And if you're gone for a year, you'd find only remnants. But you should be able to take off for a month or two and still have something when you come back.
Yeah. Well, at least a couple of weeks. I mean, you know, it's like I've been busy this last couple of weeks, and yeah,
there's
just like my base fill.
Baseline things where you can preserve your wealth, you know, so that, you know, like if you knew you were going to be gone for a couple of months, you could transfer all your stuff over to something that you knew wasn't going to evaporate.
Well, the only thing you can do is basically pack everything up in your backpack. And if you can't hold everything, you either figure out what is most valuable and you only carry that.
Yeah.
Or you have an alternate character and you pack their backpack full too.
There you go. All right, so they got that feature.
Yeah, that's basically what I did. I got my two Kano characters. And I basically just packed their backpacks full and they're underground, or they're in the underworld, where nobody hardly goes.
Underworld.
Yep.
Right, but if you're inactive, can't they knock you down and take your stuff?
No, you disappear after so many seconds.
Okay. I remember one of the games you were talking about, they were knocking you down and taking your stuff.
Oh, yeah, if you're active. They can attack you and kill you. And anything you drop, they can take. It's kind of like PK. Where if they attack you in PK, you drop a backpack. If you don't have enough backpacks, you drop stuff. Well, with this one, whatever you're carrying that is beyond your backpack limit, you're constantly dropping. You got to stop and pick it up.
Right.
If somebody kills you, you drop those items, and they pick it up.
Got it.
And you don't come back to that location. You come back at a different location.
So if you see somebody in this game who's limping along and they're constantly dropping shit, you know that's the person to hit.
Yeah, if you're more powerful than they are.
Even if you're not, you can harass the hell out of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you got a bow and arrow, you can shoot them from a distance because they can't run very fast.
All right. Now's where I get to play with gasoline.
So, yeah, I'm burned out on that. I was playing this other game called Stick War Legacy.
What legacy?
Stick War. Where you fight with sticks.
Okay.
Just kidding. Stick people. You know how you draw stick people for, like, Hangman or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, they made a cartoon-based stick person game. Actually, there's several of them. And this one, you have certain levels that you gotta complete. And You basically battle other stick people. And then I also installed a game called Ant Life. It's kind of cool at first, but it gets boring real fast. Do what?
Imagine that. It gets boring really quick.
Well, yeah, because basically you start out with some food, and you have to use food in order to create ants. So, you create some worker ants first to go out and collect food. And so, like, butterflies and dragonflies and stuff like that will be lying in the on the ground, and they'll go collect it and bring it back to their house. When you have more food particles, you can create more ants. So you got three types of ants. You got worker ants, you got universal ants, and then you have army ants or soldier ants. Soldier ants only fight. Worker ants only collect food. And universal ants do both. So I would start out with universal ants and then start adding the other two. Well, periodically spiders show up and attack your ants.
Spiders?
Spiders, yeah. Spiders show up and the ants and the spiders fight. And then after the ants win, they eat the spider. Well, the spider kills off some of your ants, so you're constantly creating more ants. But I created 1,500 ants, 500 each. And I was expecting another level, something else, to happen. Nothing happened. It's the same crap. It's just the only... The next level is you just get more spiders. That's it. So, I have not been creating any more ants. I just... I'm down to like 900 and some odd ants now. But now I'm just like, the next level is to see what happens whenever I kill off all my ants.
Right.
And once I get to that level and I find out what happens when I have no more ants and the spiders take over, if they take over, whatever, I don't know. That'll be pretty much the end of the game because I'm really bored with it. And then I went back to playing Aurora Lux. So that's my default game. I go back to playing it.
Aurora Lux.
I check in on Red Towers. Huh?
Are you going to pay for it, the expansion?
No. Do you have to pay for it in order to do multiplayer?
I didn't know you could do multiplayer.
Yeah.
That sounded pretty. What was that?
Aurora Lux.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't done Aurora Lux since forever. Since I figured out how to beat the top level, you can do for free.
Hey, Connie's on here.
Connie?
And Irish.
Really?
Yeah, it connects you with people you know. Oh, these are people that are in this, Google Play gaming thingy. So, nearby. So basically, people that are in my phone. And I guess on my Facebook account are in here, so I can petition them to play this game with me.
Okay, so they don't necessarily play Aurora Lux, but you can invite them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a few people here that I know. Most of these people are rookies. According to the game. Or the gaming system. This girl here says she's a test driver. Connie says knowledgeable. So she plays brain games. This other person that I know, hers says word nerd.
Word nerd?
Yeah. Oh, heck. Here's Kim.
Hey, you always wanted to run into her anyway, right?
No. Yeah, her username is Kim Pepperoni. Yeah, I'm good.
We're good.
Yeah, I know she plays Trivia Crack a lot. And she also likes to play, like, casino-type games. But anyway, my mom likes to play Trivia Crack. And, other games like that. What's the other one? Well, her and Kim play Trivia Crack together sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know if I could. Those kind of games strike me as anti-intellectual.
Well, they're, I guess you can say they're anti-intellectual. They basically ask, you know, day-to-day stuff, like, you know, you have board game questions, food questions, famous people questions, things like that. Not things of real intellect, but more common knowledge type intellect.
Current events and stars and...
Yeah, basic. Yeah, more like current events.
Pop culture.
Pop culture, there you go.
Yeah, and I'm... About the only pop culture I'm really good at is, and not really good at it, I'm just aware of it, is Japanese pop culture because I like to watch so much anime.
Anime.
So if you know who's the current person in Roseanne's love life, that just means you watch more American TV than I do.
Yeah, that's basically the type of stuff they like. Let's see what's going on in Red Tower since I last logged in.
Woo!
Restart app. Close app. Yeah. You gotta open it 3 times in order to get to the chat box. There we go. Yeah. So anyways, I said, somebody asked if anybody's heard from the developers. I said, the developers have vanished. I assume they're regrouping what's left of them. They have not responded to any of my messages, so who knows? And then tagged said, LOL. And then this other guy says, don't plan on getting one. And then Slap Me says, exactly. And Slap Me also said, Fortnite is only thing you're going to get near PK.
Fortnite?
Fortnite. So let's check that out.
All right.
Well, I'm not really seeing anything for Fortnite. There's Royal Stats for Fortnite. Companion for Fortnite. Assistant for Fortnite. But no Fortnite.
I'm gonna look it up via search engine.
Huh?
You might have to look it up via a search engine. Might end up being a PC game.
Oh, yeah, it might be.
Which would make it nothing like PK. Even if they had
right.
The same mapping.
So there's add-ons here for Fortnite. But no Fortnite.
Yep.
Or at least I haven't found it yet. Now wait. Here's Fortnite Battle Royal Mobile Guide. Oh, that's mobile guide. Oh, I might have found it. It's got a 4-star rating.
Woo. Good for it.
Okay, there's two of them. There's Fortnite, and then there's Fortnite Mobile. But they got a, I don't know what the symbol's called, but it's the up and down line. But the problem is you got to add all these add-ons in order to make it work. That'll bog down your phone real quick. But Fortnite is not really like PK. It's more like Parallel Mafia.
Ah.
But it's not location. It's not location based.
Well, Parallel Mafia is more like PK than...
Right. It's not location based. But if it's like anything per blue, I mean, if it's like anything PK or Parallel Mafia, it's more like Parallel Mafia.
Right.
It's not medieval at all.
And it's not location based.
And it's not location based. So Red Towers is the closest we have to Parallel Kingdom.
Yeah, that's a wonderful sound on the podcast.
You're welcome.
Professional broadcasters? Us? No.
We're professional poopcasters.
Professional poopcasters.
Yeah, every day my roommate listens to Rush Limbaugh. And every day he's like, the number one best podcast ever is coming on. And I'm like, no, that's Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm starting to get bored with all the games. Thinking about getting back on the Dateline.
You got off the Dateline?
Yeah, I haven't been on a Dateline in months.
What's the matter with you?
My give a damn is busted.
Your give a damn is busted. Ouch.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have some ice cream. Well, I mean, I've been working so much. Just focusing on making money.
Money, money, money.
Money.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I just been focusing on that, but for a while, I got wrapped up into Mysterio Legacy, and I was playing that like it was crack cocaine.
It is.
I was playing that like I was playing PK and Red Towers when it first, you know. Well, yeah, PK, yeah. I was playing it like crazy all the time, but I got that way with Red Towers for a while, and then all of a sudden, I got burned out. And that's basically what happened with Mysterio Legacy.
But see if you're getting some ice cream.
Yep. I'm getting some ice cream, everybody.
Andy, you've already been there.
No, I think my roommate has.
Oh, I'm talking about.
Ate all of the other one and
yeah,
half of this one.
I do like ice
cream. Yeah. Yeah, I had it. Stop buying chocolate cake from Aldi's because we were going through a chocolate cake a day. We ate like 4 or 5 chocolate cakes. Aldi's has some really good chocolate cake. They got some pretty good chocolate ice cream too, and it's pretty healthy chocolate ice cream.
Okie dokie. I'll take your word for it. Actually, yeah, Aldi's has pretty good stuff.
Yeah. Ingredients are milk, cream, sugar, corn syrup.
Corn syrup, you have to watch. They've stopped saying high fructose.
Right. The other one said high fructose. This one just says corn syrup.
Right, but you got to watch it. Some of the companies are using high fructose corn syrup. Only write corn syrup.
Yeah, I understand that. It's got cocoa. And bean gum, gar gum, and carrageenan.
That sounds healthy.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. I'll have to Google that. But the ingredient list on this is short compared to the other chocolate ice cream.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know how healthy it is, but it looked healthier.
Yeah. Yeah, I just... Well, what you do is you write the company every time they put corn syrup on their container. You write them and say, is your corn syrup high fructose corn syrup, or is it just corn syrup? And if enough people ask them that question, they might change their labels to say, no high fructose corn syrup in our product.
It might say that. Hang on, let me look. Aha! It says no artificial flavors, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup.
There you go. Now that said, if they have anything in there listed as natural flavoring.
Yeah, I know. It could be like beaver butt or something.
Yeah, that too. That'd actually be good compared to some of the things I could name that they could put in as natural flavors.
That and spices.
Yeah, that and spices and, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's an unknown, but... most people will assume that it's going to be healthy.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. They assume when many times the evidence is to the contrary. So... Oh, my. It looks like my fire did not take off. So I'm going to go tend it again. Because it is getting cold. The wind chill is supposed to get down into the 17s. The actual temperature is supposed to drop down into the 20s.
Okay.
So just when we think winter's over, it comes back again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I found a Gemini that's compatible to me. I found a Gemini that's compatible to me.
A what?
A Gemini.
Keep those evil creatures away from me.
I know, right? Well, she's in China.
Oh, boy. The further, the better.
Yeah, I don't know how she found me, but she contacted me on Facebook. We have a mutual friend who I don't know. It's just somebody that I ended up friending for whatever reason. But that mutual friend is a mutual friend with JD.
JD? Who's that?
I give you three guesses, and the first two don't count.
Um, David's friend?
Yes.
There you go. And actually, that was inaccurate. It's not David's friend, it's Connie.
Oh. Incorrect.
Wrong JD?
Yeah, it's our Flat Earth JD.
Oh! Yeah, I talked to a Flat Earther yesterday.
You talked to a Flat Earther yesterday?
Yep.
You're talking to a Flat Earther right now.
I'm going to talk to a Flat Earther that can explain an equinox.
I'm sorry, what?
I have not yet run across a flat earther that can explain an equinox on Earth with a flat Earth.
I can explain it.
You can explain an equinox on a flat Earth?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd love to hear it.
I said I can, but I didn't say I would.
All right, then I'll assume that you don't have one, or it's too complicated to give in a short period of time.
Mostly I was lying.
I've worked out a few methods where there might be an equinox, but none of them conform with observation. None of them fit into the models that they have of the sun spinning around over our head.
I can't believe you don't believe in the flat Earth.
Say what?
I can't believe you don't believe in flat Earth.
No, I don't. But I will admit I can't prove that the Earth is a sphere. All right? That doesn't mean that other people can't prove it's a sphere. It just means I can't. All right? You know, so they can't prove it's flat, and I can't prove it's round. But, you know, there's a lot of problems with their system that, let's put it this way. I haven't seen any argument presented by them that would prove that the Earth is not a sphere. All right? But I have presented problems to them that strongly indicate that the Earth is a sphere, and they can't explain them. They clearly indicate that their model is wrong, whatever their model is. All right? Now, just because I poke holes in their theory doesn't mean that everything about their theory is wrong. The Earth could be flat. They could just have a wrong theory about the way it's constructed. But they haven't been able to prove it.
Right. No need to prove it. It's obvious that it's flat.
You know, I get the same argument for people who believe it's a globe. It's obvious that it's a globe. Well, yeah, actually, it is kind of obvious it's a globe. But can you prove it? And their response is, don't need to prove it. It's obvious.
Right.
Which That's is like, another form of ignorance. Sorry. Sorry, my friends who use that argument on me that it's obvious. Which, by the way, was exactly the argument I got last night. Well, it's obvious that it's flat. Our eyes tell us that it's flat.
Yeah, our eyes also tell us there's nothing in air or water. It's clear. There's nothing there.
Yep. Fair enough.
Can we go for glass? Same would go for the empty space between the flat earthers' heads.
Say that again.
I said the same would go for the space between your ears.
Oh, we're talking about Hollow Planet now?
Yeah.
Hey, if dark matter exists and the Earth is a sphere, then it's probably hollow.
I am dark matter.
Ah, oh, crap. It's Saturday.
Yeah.
I forgot to attend the banquet.
What banquet?
On Mama Noogie.
Oh.
There's fabulous free prizes for banquet attendees.
Ding darn diddly.
Ding darn diddly.
Yeah, I've been too busy working. Today made up for the last 2 days. I didn't get any work the last 2 days, and then today I worked all day long.
Okay.
Well, it's somewhat made up for the last 2 days. I need another day like today, tomorrow, to make up for the last 2 days. But yeah, I made a good paycheck today. But that's because one of our crews is down in Texas. So we're taking up their slack.
Hey. Whatever feeds the kitty.
That's it. So they're going to be down there today and tomorrow.
So I've been thinking about next year, not this year, but the next year following.
Okay.
If I'm living in a greenhouse next winter on our land, I should prepare the sweet potato beds there. And then maybe plant some, you know, do sprouts for watermelon and pumpkin here. You know, and then turn around, you know, plant those into the mounds here, because those require less tending, just need to be watered.
Right. Well, the sweet potatoes didn't require a lot of tending last year.
That's true.
What? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. I mean, you and I weeded them, what, once?
Yeah, and you did the better job of weeding than I did. And that pretty well took care of it. It didn't really need any more weeding after that. Grass
right.
grew up, but the sweet potatoes outpaced the grass considerably.
Right. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Sweet potatoes are low maintenance. I like low maintenance stuff. The gourds are low maintenance.
Yes, they were. And I'm going to plant them all over the place, and so is Bill.
That's weird. I just got a text saying service access denied.
Ouch. Hey, loofah seeds. We need to get loofah gourd seeds.
Oh, Google's trying to verify my phone. Go away, Google. What?
Yeah.
What seeds? Loofah seeds?
Loofah. Yeah, loofah gourds. If you raise those right, then you have those loofah sponges for your bath.
Yeah, but you only need one.
Well, they wear out.
Yeah, but it takes a while.
Yeah. But you can also sell lots of them.
I hear you.
And if you can't, well, then we got lots of scrub brushes all over the place for anything we can imagine we could use them for. I'm sure after we scrub greasy parts with them, they'd be a great fire starter.
That's true. It's not a great fire starter anyway.
I suspect, though, we'll be able to find a market for them.
Oh, yeah. Facebook's not a bad place to sell stuff, but the problem is every people treat it like a yard sale. They you try to sell something on there, and they want to chew you down.
Okay, so you start out with high prices.
Well. I'm not sure if that works either. My roommate put his couch on there for $1,000. Well, it's a couch and two chairs and two footrests. I think he spent $4,000 on the set.
Okay.
So, or more. And so it's a nice leather set. The leather kind of faded on the couch a little bit. But that's it. That's all that's wrong with it. Still very comfortable. And still in mint condition, I guess you could say. You put it on there for $1,000. No, I mean, people have looked at it, but nobody's commented on it. Nobody's offered him a lower price. Nothing.
Right.
I put my boots on there, my old steel-toe boots that I bought too small. They got
right.
me by for a little while, but yeah, they started bothering me after a while. I put them on there. I paid $80 for them. I put them up for $60. Immediately, people wanted them for $30.
Yeah. Like, if you want $30 boots, go to Walmart.
Right. And so I was like, well, I want to, you know, my goal
like
is to get
they already half price, or they're 50% off already, or whatever.
They were
25%.
Yeah. But I was willing to go down to 50%, but I wasn't willing to go below 50%.
Well, at $40 still, you're hitting Walmart prices for boots.
Right. So, but nobody wanted to pay me that much. They wanted them for 30 or less.
Yeah, then, $40, you're a little bit below the high end of Walmart.
And then not only that, but I had my new boots in the background. Of course, they're not new anymore, but I had them in the background, and one guy wanted me to sell him my new boots, my good pair of boots that I paid over $300 for. He wanted me to sell them to him for $75. And I laughed.
Tell him, sure. $400 shipping and handling.
There you go. Yeah, I'll have to remember that. So, I have not sold anything on Facebook. I mean, I've only tried selling those boots. I've had no luck.
Now, see, you were saying the phrases of selling things on Facebook earlier, and I was going to join you in the process.
Well, that's this area. I don't know about Stockton area. But my roommate also put his little remote control dune buggies on there. And boy, people were all over that. They wanted those cars. They go like 45 miles per hour or something like that.
How big are they?
Oh, they're not that big.
So they'd keep up with me on the highway.
Yeah. No, actually, I take that back. I think they only do like 35, 40, I don't know, something like that. But anyways, but they're great for, you know, off-road terrain. And if we had cattle, I would want one to play
Why?
With the cows. To play with the cows. They like to chase them. And then if you stop, when you stop it, they'll stop. They won't actually get real close to it because they'll chase it, but they're also kind of scared of it, and they're curious of it at the same time.
So it's weird.
Yeah. So when you stop, they'll stop. You turn it around, you start moving it towards them, they'll run. And so then you can chase them with it. But then when you stop, they'll stop. And then you turn around and go the opposite direction, and then they'll chase it again.
What if you make it chase them?
Well, they'll run.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll run from it if you chase them with it. So you could almost use it to herd them.
Right. And it can outrun them.
Yeah.
Okay. How long is the battery life?
That's a good question. I don't know.
And are they reinforced against being stepped on by a cow or two? Or 100?
No. They're not. But if they were, they wouldn't go as fast.
Yeah, well, if you're going to use them for that, they better be reinforced for that. That or they better be very cheap.
Well, I've never seen a cow step on one. They usually try to stay away from
them. What happens to turtles when cows step on them?
Oh, yeah.
So.
This is definitely weaker than a turtle.
Yeah, see, and you know, it's not like cattle are looking for turtles to step on, but I've seen more than one turtle shell caved in the middle from where a cow's hoof came down on it.
Well, yeah, they're just creeping across the field. The cows are walking across the field. Cow's probably not paying any attention to the turtle and just like, I was like, oh, crap. You know, kind of like us stepping on a bug. Say, oh, oops, man, I got that all over my feet. Yeah. So he sold those. They jewed him down, but he sold them. And,
did he make a profit?
Well, no. But, he wanted to sell them so he can go get these herbs that would help him. And so he accomplished his goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound like Facebook's really the place to sell things, even though people do it.
No, yeah. Facebook, I think, is more of a yard sale type of thing. At first, I thought it was a good idea, but now I'm thinking it's more like a yard sale where you don't got to sit and babysit the yard.
All right, well, then we use it for that purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a place to get rid of old stuff. That's about it. Although I did just buy a lawnmower, I mean, there are people out there like me that won't try to chew you down. But, this guy was on there, he rebuilds lawnmowers, so he used Facebook to advertise his rebuilding and selling lawnmowers. So I went and picked up a lawnmower from him, and of course he had a tag on the lawnmower. That was his price. It was, take it or leave it. So I bought it. Because my roommate don't have a lawnmower. I figure, well, I'll just take it with me to Kansas City because my mom don't have one either. So, once he sells his house, I'll take it to Kansas City.
Well, you don't want to give me another lawnmower to destroy?
Correct. You're supposed to be learning how to fix them.
Yeah. Supposed to be learning. Yeah, I got a freebie to work on.
Right? I need to build a shed to put them all in.
Yeah, actually, I've been thinking about that. Doesn't have to be a very complicated shed. Basically, the tarp is pulling over things. The wind blew it all over the place. Well, if I just made some boxes out of pallets and pulled the tarp over the top of that, then I could park the working end of the lawnmowers inside those little sheds.
True.
And they'd be good. So, we got plenty of pallets, so I'll get on it.
Cool. Yeah, now that my other pickup truck is operational again, I can, take the trailer up to Kansas City and get more pallets.
Woohoo!
or someplace else and get more talent. We need to find a closer place.
Well, yeah. We need to find one where they got lots of pallets that they want to get rid of and not take the ones that they don't want us to get rid of this time.
You know,
I said that wrong, but...
Yeah, it's all right. Well, they didn't tell us which ones to take, so we took... You know, what we could fit on our on the trailer. But we
right. Well, when we talk to these people, we have to tell them, listen, there has to be a minimum number of pallets available before we come pick them up.
Yeah, I was thinking 3M in Nevada would probably have a lot of pallets for us to take. And maybe the cheese plate in Eldo, the cheese factory.
Cheese factory. Oh yeah, yeah. Dairy Concepts.
Yeah. The powdered cheese factory.
Powdered cheese. Interesting.
Yeah, they make powdered cheese. No, they make powdered milk.
Powdered milk.
That's what it was.
What do they make their powdered milk out of?
Blood.
Well, do they?
I don't know.
Because a lot of powdered milk, that is what it's made out of.
Yeah, I know.
So,
but we're not after their powdered milk, we're after their pellets.
I understand, but I'm curious what they make their powdered milk out of. I'd like to know if they're an honest company making powdered milk out of milk.
Well, we know somebody who used to work there as a higher up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we interview him and ask him.
There you go.
But he may not be able to say in official circles whatever.
If he don't work there no more, he probably don't care.
Well, and then again, I don't know. I had a friend who worked for C&H. And when I told them what I understood brown sugar to be, they told me I was all wrong. But after talking to him for a while, I found out that, no, he was just parsing words. That ultimately they do extract all of the molasses from the sugar to make white sugar and then put it back. The difference being is they're not extracting it for the purposes of making white sugar. It's just part of the process.
Well, right. They extract it for the white sugar, and then they put it back in for the brown sugar.
Well, not quite. In the process of making brown sugar, they separate the sugar and the molasses from each other. But they're not making white sugar. They make white sugar, but they're not doing it for the purposes of making white sugar. It's part of controlling consistency.
Okay.
So the sugar that they separate the molasses from is destined to be brown sugar. It's just, in a middle stage, it's not brown sugar. It's white sugar for a little while. It's just not pristine, pure white sugar. because they intend to make brown sugar out of it. So it's, you know, let's put it this way. It's a very lightly tanned sugar when they get done. Or yellow. It's a yellow sugar when they get done. And then they add the molasses back and make brown sugar out of it.
Yeah, I don't eat yellow sugar.
Say what? Oh, yellow sugar. You don't eat yellow snow and you don't eat yellow sugar. Why not? Chicken.
I'm good. So I talked to a guy about mutual funds this week.
About what?
Mutual funds.
Oh, yeah.
And because every time I talk about mutual funds, people automatically assume I'm talking about IRAs. And
yeah.
I went in to clarify my thinking. And I told him, I said, you know, I told him what I just told you, and I says, I just want to make sure that I got it right in my head. You know, I understand that a mutual fund is not an IRA, but you could have an IRA mutual fund, but you don't have to have a mutual fund IRA. A mutual fund is just a mutual fund, and you can put your IRA into a mutual fund if you wish, or you can not. And he said, you're correct.
Right.
So basically what I would like to do is, instead of having a mutual fund IRA, or even just an IRA, just put all my money in mutual funds. Because then you don't have the penalties if you take it out early.
That depends on how you do it, but yes.
Right. The mutual fund will make basically this about the same amount of money as it would if it was an IRA. You don't take the early withdrawal penalties when you take the money out, but you do still pay capital gains tax. So, and then you have to pay your transaction fee, you know, for your brokers. But other than that, that's pretty much it. So, you know, I'm thinking if I could get myself to where I'm living on less than 50% of my income, put 50% of my income into the mutual fund, and then and then take the interest from that 50% at the end of the year and use it to pay certain bills, like drilling for water or whatever, you know, paying off the land, you know, whatever I have, the amount to do, just use the interest to pay off stuff.
Okay.
And then... in the meantime, but I leave the, I,
I leave the, I guess you would call it capital, leave it in there, and then just take out the gains to, you know, pay bills. So if I live on, if I'm doing 50%, you know, 50-50, I'm actually living on 60% because I'm making 10% on the other 50. Or you know what I mean, maybe not 60, more like 55. But it stays in there every year, so the next year I'm putting another 50% in. Now, the second year, I'm living on 60%. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, it probably wouldn't take but 10 years to where I'd be back up to 75% of my income after I take the capital gains out. And I'm still putting 50% in, but I can increase my lifestyle every year by 5%. Give or take.
All right, I guess I got work on this fire still. It doesn't seem to be taking. I haven't had it lit for about half a week now.
No.
And the temperature's dropping fast in here.
All right, well, I got to get some rest.
Oh. No wonder it's not taking. I had closed
the flue.
Yeah, I had closed the flue on the chimney.
So you got to be smarter than the whatchamacallit.
Okay, I can hear it roaring now. I thought it was on. I could feel a little bit of heat coming off the stove, which told me something was going. There we go. Now it's picking up.
Cool. Oh, did a guy contact you from our website, Rond Ireland?
No.
Do you even know a Ron? Do you know a Ron Ireland?
Off the top of my head, no.
Well, yeah, it was kind of weird. If you go to daviddavidanddavid.com, under projects, go down to, I think it's anti-criminal club or scams, and then it goes to PNS. Under the PNS page, they contacted us wanting us to help them with blood circulation problems.
With what?
Blood circulation problems.
Okay.
And apparently,
but
huh?
That sounds like the other David thing.
Well, this guy said his name was David Ireland, and he was the brother of Ron Ireland, and he knew us.
Maybe.
And I was like, unless...
Ron. I don't often ask people their family names.
True. Well, I told him, I says, Unless you're speaking in tongues, I'm not sure I know you. Because I was thinking he was trying to say that he was the brother of Irish without saying he's the brother of Irish.
Does David have a brother?
That's a good question. I don't know.
If he does, he probably disowned him because he's never mentioned him.
Right. So anyways, I don't know. Anyways, so I left some information on the website, but I told him to get in contact with you. And I was curious if he called, but I guess he hadn't. So what would be your suggestion for people wanting to, or people having blood circulation problems?
I don't know. Off the top of my head, I couldn't think of anything. I know Yarrow helps with coagulation, so if you're taking blood thinners and you believe in them, you shouldn't take Yarrow.
Right. So Yarrow thickens.
Counteract your blood thinners.
Right.
Actual circulation problems, things that are good for the heart, I assume that'd be helpful if they're good, if they help with the heart. So Rishi helps with the heart.
Rishi. I forgot about Rishi.
Wood ear helps build up your circulatory system. I don't know if it helped with, you know, I would assume that if you built up your circulatory system, that would help with actual circulation. But I don't know for sure that it would.
Right.
Okay, now it's getting nice and toasty in here.
Well, I know one thing that helps with circulation. Two things that help with circulation.
What's that?
Open a window and turn on a fan.
And open the flu.
Yes.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this wood stove is now starting to glow. And the dust from the last 3 days that built up on the side of it, some of it apparently had organic matter in it because it's smoking.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I got the front door of the wood stove glowing a nice cherry red now. Oh. Yeah, after this next cold spell's over, anywhere from 3 to 4 days from now to a week from now, I'm going to start putting purple slips out into the hills. Because the middle of the greenhouse is nothing but purple sweet potatoes. you?
Not yet. But I'm fading fast.
You're fading fast, so maybe we should say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night. Farewell. Hey, folks. You want to contact us? DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Our phone number is there. Remember, right? My contact information is there. You can call me on my private phone line if you just want to talk. If you got some comments about, on how we're right and how we're wrong and how you can come and talk on the podcast, feel free to call and ask. The phone number is up on top, and there's an access code to be entered. You can also listen to past podcasts. There should be a link there telling you how to get there and what to do. And no, I'm not trying to be rude. Anyway. Tomorrow night, we have another podcast. It's scrapgovscrap.com. Is that correct? Or is it .net? Okay, I lost my other co-host. Anyway, you can find that also through DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, and it'll direct you a link to our political podcast, some of which what we do here, but that one's dedicated specifically to the purpose. So, all right, folks, good night. Say good night, Kano.
Good night, Kano.